This is The Connection. Live in our studio, this is King Sunny Ade and his band, The African Beats.
Eyi omo Yoruba mo ki mo kanko Eyi omo Yoruba mo ki mo kanko Onile alejo Agba atomode mo ki mo kanko
Our guest, King Sunny Ade, is the modern master of West African music who brought the juju sound of Nigeria and the Yoruban people in particular to the world. Juju is dance music and party music that fits many kinds of celebration and reflection. King Sunny Ade sings praise songs. He recounts parables. He tells stories that are sometimes hand-me-down and sometimes his own, sometimes both. He is a modern and a traditionalist, singing songs for our time with electronic equipment and also with ancient talking drums. There are electric guitars here from the West and old African roots in the give and take of singers and instrumentalists. It's part of the tradition that in live performance, King Sunny Ade's concerts can run 12 hours and more from sundown to sunrise the next day. The choruses and variations in a single song can go for 2 hours. So this Connection Hour is just a sampling. Connection listeners, what roots do you hear in roots music? Roots of jazz, roots of pop, roots of old music and new? Our phone is 1-800-423-8255. We're entering the world of world music this hour with King Sunny Ade and his band African Beats. Make the connection at 1-800-423-TALK. And welcome to the prince who became a king, King Sunny Ade.
Thank you.
That first song you sang, Omo Yoruba, is said to be a classical sort of juju sound. Explain it. Where does it come from? What does it mean?
Well, it means a greetings to all the Yoruba people. It's like an opening for any door you opened. You have to say greetings. So it's the song saying, all Yoruba's greetings to you. I bow to you, the owner of the house, I bow to you, the tenant, I bow to you, to everybody.
But what about us non-Yorubans? We're welcome too, or not?
Yeah, well, we would normally say the owner of the house, whoever, you may be Yoruba, you may be not. So the visitors, the tenants, whoever in the house, no matter, regardless to where you come from, I say greetings.
And what are the musical elements here?
Well, over here we have a talking drum played by Rasaki. Can you sound it for me, please?
The talking drum, should explain. He's playing with a curved drumstick in his right hand, fingers of his left hand on the drum, and he is squeezing the drum under his arm to change the sound.
Yes, and when he does that, he can speak to me what he intend to do, to say, without him.
What's he saying?
He says, "Sonny Ade, how are you?"
Also maracas?
Yes, we have maracas. This is English maracas, and that sounds like we call it shaker over here. Shaker. We have series of shakers. This is one of them. And we know the studio cannot accommodate every one of us. We are 22-piece band, and here we are only 8. I'm 22.
So, yeah, I should say two women.
Yeah, we have two women.
Five men among the singers.
Yes, definitely.
Another talking drum.
Another talking drum, which is backing talking drum. Can you please?
Do you have something to say to Sonny Ade? What's the message?
He's telling me, welcome, King Sonny Ade, the father of twins.
Father of twins.
Twins.
I want to hear just father of twins. What does that sound like on a talking drum?
Father of twins. Babaji. Sonny Ade Baba Ibeji. Baba means the father. Ibeji means twins. Oku, greetings.
And himself, King Sonny Ade, is playing a
Fender
Telecaster guitar. This is a modern electronic Western instrument. How does it fit to the music you would have been singing without it?
It does, because my ancestors introduced guitar into juju music in the early 20s. That's an acoustic guitars. But nowadays, you know, we're in a modern technology world. Eventually, we have to change it to modern one. So I play Telecaster, an electrifying one. Even though I played acoustic, I still have to mic it, to put microphones on it.
There's one instrument we left out, a go-go.
Agogo, yes. Agogo is here represented by,
looks like a coffee cup and a spoon from here.
Yeah, definitely representing agogo.
Representing a cowbell.
Yeah, definitely. Cowboy. You know, in Africa, we can anything can be instrument. Play agogo like that. There you go. So I'm playing. I use the table now to play kick. Play it one by one. He was telling me that I should check him. I should check him because this is the end of the road, so we have to break like that. You know, in the olden days, talking drum we use it for communication equipment, especially during the tribal wars in the olden days, when you're hidden somewhere, and the talking drummer will manage to go far place whenever. He believes that there are warriors coming. He will sound the drum, so everybody will prepare for the war. But today, we use it for easy communication, especially in the palace of a king. When a visitor has come in, the moment the visitors got to the gate, the talking drums has to sound. And that's big talking drum. We call it the mother drum, dun-dun. This one is called gangan, G-A-N-G-A-N. The bigger one is dun-dun, D-U-N-D-U-N. That is mother drum. You don't put the big one into your armpit, no. It has a strap, and it will catch your tight. Then you squeeze it along with your left or right hand so that you can sound. When you sound it, then the inner talking drummer in within the palace will sound again. So his royal highness, the king, we now know that he's having a stranger. So
how much can you say on a talking drum? I mean, could you say, can you say anything? Can you say, I love you? Can you say, nice to be in Boston?
Depends on any language. If you like to say with it, he can do it.
For example, I mean, is this in a kind of code or is it a kind of simulation of human speech?
It's more or less like a kind of code and also like human speech. Depends on the language the drummer knows.
Okay.
So he will, first of all, as he is there here now, if he wants to communicate to any one of us here, he will first of all call your name.
On the drum?
Yes, then you pay attention to him.
Hmm.
Then sometimes he may not like to talk directly to you. He will just sing, I mean, play drums and play a proverb. Like, for instance, we're here now. If you want us to go that we are to go, he can say in proverb that it's like... let's go home. It is house we're going to. Any of the farmers cannot do without returning back home. So let's go home.
Don't go home yet. Don't go home yet. I love you.
Mama goes, oh, today, hey, yum, yum, yum. Ba, oh, ba, ba, goes, oh.
What is the music about, would you say? What is the message, so to speak? People take a message of comfort and relaxation and ease and reassurance out of the music, but what are you putting into it?
Well, first of all my lyrics goes to what is happening to the world and what can happen to you. It's not a prediction, but you have to play music by saying probably... Sometimes you can say, we are all older than yesterday. Mm-hmm. We are the same age with today. Tomorrow, we don't know whether it's going to be older or we're going to be older than tomorrow or tomorrow should be older to us. Why can't we enjoy today? Mm-hmm. Because we don't know tomorrow. And sometimes you believe that you have every cause to thank God for allowing you to be alive today. Sango.
Would you play the song called Easy Motion Tourist?
Yes.
Our phone is 1-800-423-8255. King Sunny Ade and his African Beats are our guests live in the Connection Studio.
Easy motion. Easy motion tourist. Abba Jolly Skadere. Jolly Kalele Amaji Akatola Lai
mamushika talala ye kama wewe katalala ye itori otile kumomo nile tujua otile kumomo nile ujumi otile kumomo nile onkibe nawale nawale oh amasha
What is Easy Motion Tourist about?
It's more or less like just an advice to the visitors. Wherever you go, take it easy. Well, your movement, make sure you take everything easy, because I've seen the places where people been locked up. I've seen, in my presence, I've seen places where people been arrested. In my presence, I've seen where people being dragged to a place where you're supposed not to be. As long as you take it easy, eventually the whole place is okay. It should be okay for you. It's more or less like a proverb to the visitors, whoever.
Is this a new proverb or an old proverb?
It is a proverb. It's an old proverb. One of the oldest proverbs.
How old is Yoruban music?
Yoruban music has been on from probably 2 million years ago. Yeah. But only in the early 20s, my sisters, they moved some equipment, I mean kind of instruments, from different shrines. You know, every shrine in Yoruba land or in Africa had its own music. You know, in the olden days, we worship sun, we worship thunder, we worship river, we worship different goddesses. And they believe that every hand of God must have his own music. Even the devil, they worship the devil. They have their own music. But nowadays, they pick some instrumentation from different kind of shrine and then they play it in a neutral ground, whereas it has no connection with any religion. So they call it juju music. It was, the name juju was given to it by the Westerners, the colonies, when they didn't know what kind of music is this.
And you still use the word?
They want to use that and say, well, it's for the voodoo people, it's for the black magic or this and that. So juju music. And we have tambourine. And, well, we have to defend it by saying this. The name of the tambourine is juju music. It's juju.
I want to get into the implications in terms of praise and worship and religion, but also politics. Nigeria has been full of a kind of political turmoil in modern times, and especially in the last 2, 3, 10 years. But I also wanted to, I'd love to explain the sort of the dance and the celebration that goes with long nights of your music too. But first, let's get to calls. There are a lot of people who want to talk with you. 1-800-423-8255 makes the connection with King Sunny Ade and the whole tradition of Yoruban music from West Africa. His band is the African Beats. 1-800-423-8255 is our phone. Dave is calling from Wilton, New Hampshire.
Thank you for putting me on the air. It's a great pleasure. And I want to thank you, Chris, for, again, coming through with one of the world's great treasures. I've been listening to King Sunny for a while. I've got two questions. My first, I started listening to Yoruba music as introduced by Babatunde Olatunji in the late 50s at the in New York and in the World's Fair. And I'm interested, my first question, I'm interested in connection between King Sunny and Baba. Does he know him, influences? And my second question is about King Sunny Ade's awareness and exposure to the community drum movement around the world, drum circles. There's this great explosion of people coming together, and there seems to be a lot of Yoruban influence on this movement, and it's a fascinating development in just the history of the world and world music. And
Dave, what do you mean by the community drum movement?
Oh, well, anybody who goes to Cambridge on a sunny day will experience it, just people popping out of their houses playing drums together, and it's an explosion around the world. And people have written about it. Arthur Hall is one person who's, you know, really helped. There's hundreds and thousands of people propagating it. And it's interesting that a lot of people seem to be moved. There's lots of world musics that are connected to this, and Yoruban is especially one. But my question in particular is that many people come to this community movement impelled and just almost driven from their souls and their hearts to play together, and yet sometimes they wind up in an interesting path where they try to copy traditional beats, and my belief is they seem to lose a little bit, or perhaps a lot of, and it's just my belief, of the spirit that brought them in the first place. So anyway, that's a couple of
questions. It's an interesting question, Dave. Go ahead. You asked the right man in King Sunny Ade.
Yeah, thank you for that question. I think it's the shortest question I've ever heard in my life. I have an extremely long, but I appreciate that. First of all, Baba Olatunji happens to be a father. I mean, father in music. He's one of the pioneers in bringing the Yoruba music into the United States. And we believe that we all originate from the same place. He's old and I'm young, and we still have other generations coming behind us. He's a pioneer on his own. And my connection to him, I respect him. He's like a father to me, and also like the song I sang, His Emotion. Is the one people like him, I have to call on him whenever I'm coming to the United States, saying, I'm coming to the United States. He will say, okay, come over. Now going to the drum movement. This is my first time of hearing that, but when we mention drums, eventually I always interested in that. But I would say all now being combined in the category called the world beat. So, and the drum itself, all drums sounding together with many people in thousands, is like speaking one language. So the language is music, and the drum is the ink.
But when you cue your drummer for a little sound, what is it you're telling him, and what are you getting back?
Well, I told him that, when the gentleman asked a question, and the question to me is two, but he asked a question and he wants to expatiate on those questions for me to understand very well and also to appreciate what you've done. So in between that, I said, okay, the drums you sound to say we're enjoying what you're saying. We can understand.
And what is the Yoruban piece of that sound that your drummer just spontaneously gave you right back?
It's telling me that we've heard you, gentlemen. We heard you, gentlemen. We've heard what you said. Thank you. We've heard.
Uh-huh.
It's not for him to shut up, but it's for him that we're enjoying what you say.
And what are we saying?
He said, it's only you to get ready to cross the bridge.
This means get ready for a short break on the connection.
Kingsley Adey has already crossed the bridge, and it's only left for you, people behind, to cross the bridge.
We're going to take a short break on the connection. King Sunny Adey and his band African Beats are our guests. This is The Connection from WBUR Boston and PRI Public Radio International. Funding for The Connection comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where The Connection is produced, and from the Allaire Corporation, empowering people with innovative internet technology and offering dynamic career opportunities at allaire.com. From Boston University, Leiden. This is the King Sunny Adey and his African Beats connection.
Makori mafibo luwaga, mafori ni makubogo kujesu. Moro otiti kini mbambi shokwe, oluwa unijabi moro bobi moteba. Iti yokwe ni eba mibo luwaga. Mama Shojo, Mojo Balana, Kari, Ayo, Dondo,
alakole ni to shumare o daju ko se ni kan to le fowo bogo run laye ko se ni kan to le fowo bogo supa tire logo didan eni kan le mojo so lokun o se wo
Malanu.
Yeah, I will open my mouth to praise God.
What is the God you worship? What is the spirit of this praise?
Well, this goes to Almighty God. Because in the olden days, we believe that the goddess of water, the goddess of sun, the goddess of all orishas is the arm of Almighty God. And when we mention God, we praise direct to Almighty God. Because in the song I said, I will open my mouth to praise God. Because what I can do to Him is only to give thanks to Him. Because sometimes I used to think, can I prepare food? Can I prepare this? Can I prepare that for Almighty God to eat? Because the what He has been doing for me, how do I appreciate it? And I know if I cook food, if I give drinks, He won't take. All what He can take is thanks. That's what He said. And then I said, what's wrong with me by not praising Him? You know,
where does this come from? I mean, it sounds like the Hebrew psalm, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. This has its own history, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. We believe from the onset, because of this belief, that is how they created days. You know, like Sunday, I was born on Sunday, and that day is sun. Day, the day they worship sun. They will worship sun. They will stay there from the rising to down. And on Monday is a moon day. They worship moon. So they have all this for days for those people who worship this, worship that. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. Then come back to Sunday. So they have all this. But today, we have it like a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the Bible says God created the whole world in 7 days. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So these are part of our own kind of song, that if it is true, well, I will open my mouth to say thanks to God.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
1-800-423-8255 makes the King Sunny Ade connection. Eric is on the line.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, Eric.
It's a great honor to be speaking to you, King Sunny Ade. I'm a young Kenyan musician, and I was just wondering, it's hard to be an African right now and be an artist and not be involved somehow. I want to comment on the political situation. Now, I was wondering, what has your experience been regarding social and political commentary? You know, when you live in a turbulent political atmosphere like I do, sometimes, like right now, I'm working on an album which I'm not sure whether or not it'll be banned in my home country, Kenya. I was just wondering, what was your experience? What has your experience been regarding social commentary and the reaction of the powers that be? And what's the reaction of the masses who you're trying to get the message to?
Well, what I used to do in my own areas of involvement. Before I sing any song or before I jump into a particular message, I always like to study what is really happening around me, in my community, in my state, and in my country. You see, it's good for a musician to sing about a particular thing, but you have to study it because you are driving a lot of people behind you who happens to be your fans. And whatever anything you give to them, they believe what you say. and they will do the same. So in Nigeria, the kind of politics we play in Nigeria is very frightening to me. Even the two brothers can kill each other because of politics. Then instead of me to involve into that, I steered clear. And I make sure that all my song I used to sing is, beware, you may play politics today. Tomorrow may be somebody's turn. You better think twice before you do anything. In politics, it's always very good, but...
But does that mean stay out of politics? Eric wants his music to be political.
Well, he can go into politics. Depends on the situation in their own country. He can be bold enough to face the nation, and as long as he has the political message that is going to go well into his music, or else he will.
What if it's an important message that is not going to go well? A lot of African artists, writers, musicians, poets are banned in their home countries.
Even some are being arrested.
Yes.
And some are being killed. So eventually you have to face the fire if you feel like to say, okay, this is the kind of music I want to play. This is the message I want to sing. So face it. And then you have to damn the consequence, or else.
Does that help?
It does help, but I was just wondering whether he'd had any personal experiences. I know, like, some people, like Fela Kuti was imprisoned many times. I was just wondering what his experience was with a government which, like mine, might be semi-dictatorial.
Well, to me, I haven't been arrested nor been talked to because I, like I told you, I steered clear. I only play my music for enjoyment. I make sure I play my music for enjoyment, for education, for you to give thanks to God, for you to be alive. You know, I don't really go near the politics because what happened to Fela, not only Fela, other musicians too, you know, and sometimes it doesn't go well. It doesn't go well, so I didn't go into that. But if you have a strong message, let the message go first within your fans first and see the reaction before you go public, or else you can hit the rocks from there.
Eric, good luck. 1-800-423-8255. Richard is calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Hello.
Welcome, Richard.
Thank you very much. I feel so gratified and honored to participate in your program.
Thank
King
you.
King Sunny Ade has been my hero. He has been everything to me.
Thank you.
So personally, I have not met you. I have come to Aria nightclub so many times.
Wow.
But I haven't got the opportunity.
Because
I have come to your house so many times and touched your building.
Oh,
and touched everything that belongs to you. I have your picture all around me.
Thank you.
But I thank God today that I'm here and I can talk to you.
Glory be to God. I thank you for taking that initiative.
Hey, to you.
Also, that's from my hometown. Lekanti.
Osa.
Se wo gbadun be.
Beni.
O mo se. Oh, that's nice.
Akoko le mi ti wa, but mo lo si school lo ndo Adeyemi.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Richard, do you have a question for King Sunny?
Yes. Thank you so much. And you always have some jazzy breaks in your music.
Yeah.
Like pam 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 pa da.
Yeah.
You have them in abundance, more than 200 or like that. Mm-hmm. Could you just make a city that combines all those things without your songs? Just make like a, you know...
Instrumental.
Yes, instrumental.
Oh, thank you. I'm working on it now, and within a short time, after the release of my new album called 7 Degrees North, which is coming out in June. After that, I'm going to do a lot of compilation and also an instrumental. You'll get enough.
Can you give Richard a little taste of it now or not?
Yeah, like... Richard?
Richard is gone, but he's gone happy. 1-800-423-8255, the King Sunny Ade connection. Daniel is on the line.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Chris, for taking my call. Your show that actually goes across the race, personal ideology, and everything that you can name it is very entertaining to some of us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Sunny Ade.
We're just trying to keep up with the music, that's all.
Yeah. Sunny Ade, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
I'm fine. I wanted to know if the meaning you give to your talkie drum is a general meaning of general Yoruba meaning.
Definitely. It's a general Yoruba meaning.
Where do you get this one? Because I've never read a book that have a general meaning to talking drum in Yoruba.
Well, you if you go deep down, you will surely find it. Started from Oshun.
Well, I thank you for promoting the Yoruba culture and try as much as you can to make it general to other Nigerians.
Thank you.
And when you say greetings to Yoruba, it would be nice to say greetings to Africa and the whole world.
Yes.
I would like you to try as much as you can to compile your meaning so that the coming generation can benefit from it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for taking my show.
Daniel, thank you.
All right, bye.
1-800-423-8255. Eugene is calling from Lancaster, Massachusetts.
Morning, Chris.
Welcome, Gene.
What Sonny hasn't told you is, according to Yoruba tradition, the Garden of Eden is located in Yoruba country, the original. But what I wondered if Sonny has any music on my favorite African proverb, fear none but God. It made a lot of sense to me when I was teaching in Nigeria. Fear none but God.
Well, if you say God, you know we have God?
Yeah.
And we have goddesses. You know what I mean about God is Almighty God.
Yes.
And the representative of Almighty God on the planet is your head, your brain. And the goddesses are those goddesses, the gods you worship on the planet. So when you say God, you have to mention Almighty God. And your head represents your God because it's the controller of your body. So eventually, how your brain got there, you don't know. You just find that you have brain. And it's been organized and molded and created by Almighty God.
Eugene, does that make sense to you?
A little.
Well, that's something. Eugene, thanks. 1-800-423-8255. Richard is on a car phone.
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning to you.
I'm a great admirer of your show, and the contents of today's show, certainly shows that you're still doing it.
We're working at it.
Yes. And to King Sunny Ade, Akaro, Akabo, and Boston King, you.
I say, well, Mudupe, Mokibu, Boston, you shall have fear. Well,
I do. I had a comment, or rather, thinking back as growing up, I remember King Sunny Ade remembers having rehearsals in the back of a Chief Adioro's house.
Yes.
Back in the EMI day.
Yes.
I was one of the neighbors who would have the privilege of sitting in and watching you rehearse.
Oh, thank you. That was in the 60s.
So I had I have a lifelong memory of that, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And I also remembered you bringing on then young Shino Adewale Peters.
Yeah.
And grooming him. So, you know, we see how the whole thing transcends, and it's just wonderful to be talking to you.
Glory be to God. And thank you for keeping the music alive.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Chris.
Richard, right. Thank you. 1-800-423-8255 is our phone. This is the King Sunny Ade connection. David is calling from Potsdam, New York. Hello, David? David, are you there? David, try it again. 1-800-423-8255 or 1-800-423-TALK. King Sunny Ade, you're known as the prince who became a king. What is your own personal story here? How did this happen?
I'm a prince by birth, and the kingship was given to me on my music. Eventually, I cannot be called a king If I am supposed to be on the throne, I should be called Oba. But at the moment, I'm a prince. And in my music, I'm a king. So I combined the two together.
What were the what was your growing up all about, and when did music enter your life?
Actually, I would say from the beginning, I loved music when I was very little. And also, you know, in the front of the palace, during the festivals, you can hear a lot of music, different kind of music from different part of the community, especially the music from different shrines. You know, when you sat down with your father, you sat down with your uncles, people will be passing by paying homage to the king. Eventually, you'll be hearing a lot of music different places. So that really triggered me to like music. And I dance a lot. I love dancing. And in my school days, I involved myself into school band, which my people, my family doesn't want me to play music. I'm supposed to be playing music for, not for me to play music. But I'm a rebel among the family. And I love music, and I cannot do without music. Eventually, when my father died, I have the privilege of having the backing of my mother. So eventually, she allowed me to do that. And today, I'm okay. So that's the reason why I sang this song called Jafami.
Hey, just before you get into it, can I just thank you enormously for your work and for joining us today on The Connection, and special thanks to your band, African Beats. This whole group is in the States for one more week. They sang in Somerville, Massachusetts last night. From here, they're off to North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and then they wrap up the tour at Jazz Fest in New Orleans next Sunday. Check them out, Connection listeners. I'm Christopher Lydon. This is The Connection from WBUR Boston.
Fumo,
Funding for The Connection comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where The Connection is produced, and from the Allaire Corporation.
PRI, Public Radio International.
From Boston University, this is WBUR. We're funded by you, our listeners, and by Boston Private Bank and Trust Company, with a commitment to banking and investment services in the tradition of the world's leading private banks. By Mass Envelope Plus, the plus is in the printing, partnering with businesses.